Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Ngena yandantanzi on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is 11 after 7. Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of Thursday Life. And of course, we are together until 8 o'clock this evening. This makes it our second and our last hour of the program with you this evening. And of course, we are talking to somebody from the Global Business Roundtable on the line. We're honored to have once again Ms. Jackie Mario on the line. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Godfrey. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
Good to have you back. I'm excited to be speaking with you once again.
Oh, I'm excited.
You know, speaking to somebody as passionate as you are about what they are doing is actually an inspiring. More than anything, you know, I'm motivated. You guys are making my day. If at all, I didn't have such a a great day by merely listening to you. You changed my day. You changed whatever that I was trying to write home about pertaining to my day. If I thought I was going to say, hey, guys, this has been a very bad day, sending a wonderful letter to my mom, say, Mommy,
I
had a bad day today, Mommy. I'm not a mommy's boy, please, but I'm just saying, Jane passing, guys. Or to my mother of my kids, I say, Mommy, yeah, I had a bad day. Before I could even... maybe say kind regards. I have to rewrite, delete everything and rewrite it. I had a great day, an awesome day. Yeah, so yeah. You guys have have that, you know, Lenali, that thing. Yeah, you make my day. So, yeah, I'm always looking forward to be speaking with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad that that kind of regards could be sent.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am. Acquiring a new skill. That's what we started with. And I'm telling you right now that it came at the right time because, like, right now, many people are sitting with degrees and many with two or more degrees, but they can't find employment. But sometimes when you become honest with yourself, you realize that some of these degrees, you can't really easily get a job because because like right now I have a niece who wants to go to the university. He wants to study. I'm gonna be blunt and be open. HR.
Yeah.
HR. Apparently, some of the institutions don't no longer offer it. But that when I inquired why not, I realized that there are a lot of job opportunities in that space because people who are there, they hold on to their jobs until they go on pension. And I don't know whether it's a legit reason for that. But what I'm saying is before you go and study, make sure that I know that we've got faith and all that, but the prospect of you getting employment, what are they like? You know what I mean? So I think this will come handy in a sense that, well, I've studied, but it looks like there is no longer a job opportunity, more especially in the field that I studied on. What are the possibilities of maybe going back and do something that I know where once I've done it, I can be employed? Ma'am, good evening, and the stage is yours.
If I can just tap on about your needs, it's very much true. People who go to colleges and varsities and then they come back, they sit with those degrees and diplomas and there's no work. I mean, if they do get an interview somewhere, or if they do see a post rather somewhere, it will say, 2 years of experience. Where are you going to get experience when you're looking for a job? You're just fresh from varsity and you're being told 2 years experience. It does not make sense at all. And another thing is that, I had a lovely day, actually. I've been on a workshop I've been on a workshop since Monday. It's basically a group of people who are running NPOs. And you won't believe people are sitting without employment. 60% of the people who are attending the workshop and who are running NPOs are actually people, qualified professions, from your lawyers to, we did have our HR practitioners also there. There were quite a few professional people there, and they can't get employment. They can't get employment because the work is very seldom these days. Well, in that NPO, basically, they were teaching us how to manage and run an NPO. Okay, enough about that. I would like us to talk about acquiring new skills, and where do we start?
Yes.
Where do we start? I was recently reading that, you know, our world is going to online. We are all going online now. I mean, you see people, we are 80% of the people that are probably working from home. There's no need to go to the office. And one of the skills that you can acquire, you know, if you are sitting at home and there's no job out there, get into your thing. Get into the website. Search for online courses that you can acquire, online teaching. English, for example. There are French-speaking people who don't know English. There are German people, especially German people, they don't know English. And we can start from there. We can start from there and acquiring those online skills, especially. I want us to focus more on the online skills and how can you acquire skills just being at home without you having to leave home. And the courses that you can do online without you having to leave home. We do have our AWS. We do have our AWS, Amazon Web Services. We do have our Udemy, Udemy. Those are the two websites that I can recommend and that I'm busy with. And they are so user-friendly. You just get a course and choose a course that you feel comfortable with and acquire that certificate. Go out there, go to LinkedIn, and start searching for that job. LinkedIn is always looking for people, especially on the computer side of things. AWS is hiring almost every day. Your cloud certificate. There are people who are doing online teachings, I mean, or online English, and they're just sitting at home 2 hours of your day, 4 hours of your day, sitting at home and teaching another person from another country a new skill that you just acquired online. It's actually amazing. And another thing is that we tend to suppress ourselves, saying that, no, I cannot do this course, I don't think I'm capable. No, you are capable. You are capable of doing anything, actually. I don't have an IT background. I never studied IT in my life. But then I told myself that, you know what? I want to see myself before April being a cloud practitioner. And that's what I'm going to get. And I am going to go into LinkedIn and then get a job and of being a cloud practitioner. Banks are looking at that more, especially. They are looking at cloud practitioners. They are looking at software developers. They're looking at web developers. It's a different world out there. It's a different world out there. Now that especially artificial intelligence is here, I mean, go in and study digital marketing.
Mm. To tell me, are those courses for free or there is an amount that you pay?
I will speak on those that I know. Mm. I know with AWS, you can just go in there for free and then study. But then the exams, when you have to write the exams, you have to pay for the exams.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the exams, they, in most cases, it won't be more than 500 rand.
Mm.
Depending on the level of a skill that you want to acquire. Some are 500, some are 1,000 rand. They all differ, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you are able to make some income for yourself.
Yes, you can make an income for yourself.
Mm.
You can make an income for yourself. But then you have to be willing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to be very much willing.
Mm.
I mean, one can take a donkey to the river, but if the donkey does not want to drink, it does not want to drink. We just have to get out of our comfort zone and challenge ourselves.
I actually know of people that studied law at universities, but right now where they are working, they are not in the law field, so to speak. They are in other fields, other than the ones that they studied for. I think they realize that, no, this one maybe Hainami Bereko, so maybe with my skills, my skills might be needed in this kind of an environment. How important is that for somebody to at least also do some research to say, okay, fine, now Karu Mohaba, Kinami Bereko, maybe my skill might be needed somewhere else?
Of course. Like I was saying to you earlier on, I was in a hall with professionals, lawyers, HR practitioners, and they did not get jobs where of what they studied for. They are running NPOs, and that's where they're making their own living.
Mm. All right. Okay, ma'am. We are with Miss Mario on Radio Puppet, your daily companion, Motting La Humpiano, Ribuaja Loka, acquiring new skills right here on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. That's Jackie on Radio Puppet. Yes, Jackie, what else do you have for us?
Oh, yeah, another thing, workshops, they help a lot.
Hmm.
Workshops, they help a lot. I don't know what is going on or what is required for me to do, let's say, my tax returns.
Hmm.
Attend SARS workshop, attend financial workshops, and just acquire those skills and help people to do that, because some people are lazy, you know. Admin is not for everybody. Everybody just pushes admin aside and say, no, who can I get to do this for me? And then I pay a small fee. And then I just pay a fee for them, and then we're good to go. Workshops are very important. You might not know what goes on the finance sector, but then if you attend workshops, you might know something, you might acquire something, and then go and make a living out of that skill that you just acquired. You know, just go out there, go to your departments, your private sectors. Just check what workshops are they offering out there, and make sure that you do attend them.
All right.
And in most cases, these workshops are for free.
Hmm.
Just next week.
Yeah, and again, you can also find like-minded people there, ending up, you know, encouraging one another, networking. Who knows? They've got what you need, and you've got what they need. And that's how some businesses and, you know, big projects you know, can start or start sometime. So just don't just sit there at home and maybe hoping that things will happen. Just go out there. You'll never know who you can see or who you can meet there. So thank you very much, Jiggy, for making us aware of that. It's 26 minutes after 7 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily compact. I think the tone that I can get from you now, this evening, is that don't give up in life. Do something. Karatla. Jiggy? Are you there? Jiggy? Oh, it looks like we lost her there, but let me go back to her. Give more contact there. Via on Radio Pulpit, because where she is, banally, load sharing challenges. It is 27 minutes after 7 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily combat. Jiggy, are you there? Hello? Oh, okay, still ringing. Okay, we're still speaking with Jiggy, Mary. Jiggy?
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. We are load shedding this fight.
I understand. I was just saying that I can pick up what you want to say to people. Guys, you can make it. Don't just give up. Try something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, don't give up on yourself while oxygen is still free.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a saying that goes, stagnant water stinks. Nobody wants to stay stagnant, because you might end up polluting your own self. So let's go out there, acquire a new skill. I mean, winter is coming. Just because you are a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old and you can't learn how to knit. Learn how to knit. Make beanies, make scarves, jersey. Some people are lazy to do that on their own.
Or bake a maguinya.
Sorry?
Or bake a maguinya.
Or bake a maguinya, We do have professionals. Some of them are baking.
Yeah.
Especially guys. They're standing on robots selling their muffins and their sandwiches.
But I can't do that. I've got a degree,
And they've got degree. They've got degree.
Yeah, but I'm saying others are saying, no, I can't do that. I have a degree. I've studied. So, and their parents are sometimes not encouraging them to do something, while they're waiting for the jobs that they want.
Of course. I mean, just because you have a degree, it does not mean that you can't plant vegetables and approach your spa, your pick and pay.
Yeah.
I mean, with retail, it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. We always thinking that there's this red tape. My local spa here, all they want is that, okay, can you supply me with 100 spinaches on a weekly basis? I just want to see your product, and then let's get on the pen and paper and we're good to go.
Absolutely.
Let's knock on these doors.
Absolutely. Yeah, but just into my final maybe comment on what you are saying, Jackie, is that I don't know if many people are aware of this. It looks like this kind of this wave is driving us towards entrepreneurship, self-employment, because we come from the background, the belief whereby we were trained to be employees. It looks like this one, it's by force, it's driver out from that employee mindset to being employer or entrepreneur, to have that entrepreneur mindset. I don't know, but I think what we need to do is to maybe adjust our sails and go with the flow and go with where this wave and this storm is taking us. And I'm sure if we do that, if we comply with it, if we don't resist it, we'll find ourselves in a place where we say, wow, I don't know where would I have been if I didn't really go with the flow. So that's me there. That's where I sense things are taking us. But anyway, your final word, give us your final word and your contact details.
My final word would be, acquiring something, it means that you must go there and get it. And you have to gain it. And at times you might receive it. But we just have to pull our weight. We just have to pull our own weight. Like you said, Mukodio, you know, let's meet God halfway. Let's meet God halfway and not just expect to receive and receive.
Absolutely.
We can't always pray for our blessings. We need to align ourselves with those blessings. We can't expect the government to do everything for us. I mean, we are in the middle of load shedding right now. Things are not going accordingly. And we can't expect everything to always be given to us. We have to go out there. Here's the soil. Make use of the soil.
Rohutile, thank you very much. Please give us your contact details.
Oh, my contact details are... I must say first, I prefer a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
For first communication, my contact details are 067-902-4670.
Say that again. It's 067-902-4670.
Correct.
Thank you very much, Jegi. All the best.
Thank you so much, Godfrey, and thank you for having me.
All right, then. That's Jackie Mireille Watle on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 067-902-4670.
Do you know that for the mere price of coffee for two, you can make a real difference in the world by partnering with Radio Pulpit through a monthly debit order? By taking hands with us through a debit order from as little as 40 Rand per month, you enable us to stay on air and reach thousands with the gospel. To follow our quick and easy debit order sign-up process, simply WhatsApp the word DONATE to 082-657-2729. Your support empowers us to continue to strengthen others.
Get back to basics every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with Ray Lachordi as he tackles relevant issues and unlocks truths with interactive dialogue. Back to basics with your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.